Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, Stars fans. Welcome back to another episode. Man, did we just get the best episode of Andor, episode 6. By far, all of the waiting we've been doing, you know, is this slow burn has just been building and building and building. This is one of the moments we've been waiting for, action-packed, and a lot of great character moments that is just going to propel this series forward and is going to just keep us interested. And just some big things I was not expecting. As we're going to dive a little bit more into Andor's character and why he kind of is the shoot first, ask questions later, or sort of this cold-blooded, make sure he takes care of number one character that we see in Rogue One. You know, the stakes, the tension, the cost of victory, they're all high in this edge of your seat episode, and it was just a nail biter the entire way through. And we got to see some of just these cool, beautiful looking shots with this celestial event known as the Eye, and it's honestly one of the coolest looking scenes in Star Wars. This episode opens with Nemec talking to Cassian about the nerves, you know, ahead of the mission. They're getting ready for this thing. We've been having this build up, and today it's finally nerves, right? They're kind of scared. This thing is about to go on, right? They can't sleep. And Nemec sort of is talking to Cassian and even sort of asks him, you know, is Clem your real name? So you can see there's still a little bit of hangover from the last week when they found out that Andor was just there for the money. He wasn't necessarily there for the cause. He was just there to do a job and get paid. So as they're getting ready to infiltrate this base, we begin to see some of the Empire, and we get a small little sense of what they're going through, and they still sort of double down on this idea that the Empire just really doesn't care about any of these people, right? They just don't really care about the people on these planets, and they're all just sort of doing it to better not only the Empire, sort of in air quotes, if you go all the way from the top, but really down for themselves. And that was a theme in this episode, was really the Empire and the people in power. We got Mon Mothma for a little bit as she's standing here pleading to the Galactic Senate to help out, you know, this group of people, and she's just standing there looking, and so the Senate itself is barely full and people are just walking away as she's standing there pleading for help. I think that's a small moment buried in this episode, but it does so much to just propel this narrative forward about how it is that the rebellion and the galaxy at large views the Empire, and why this is, you know, another one of these events that's going to help kick off the rebellion, because it's just how these people feel. They feel disenfranchised. They feel like they're just being taken over by the Empire. They feel like the Empire isn't even actually doing anything for anybody. It's honestly such a huge difference from what we see in The Mandalorian, where you have some of the people that are in the Empire talking about, you know, law and order used to rule this galaxy. So it's a very interesting thing that stuck out in my mind to compare the two projects. So as we begin the assault on the base, everything is going sort of according to plan. They begin to realize that they're running just a little behind, and then, sort of as we expect, all hell breaks loose. They get into the vault, they're having the credits loaded, and some people in the Empire realize what's going on, and man, this is, in classic Star Wars fashion, you're sort of bouncing around between a few different scenes. And it's the first time I ever felt like the small sort of groups, like stormtroopers and TIE fighter pilots and everything, felt very menacing, right? They're showing these pilots run to the TIE fighters and get in, and you can just feel the tension as they're trying to get all of these credits and get them out of this base. And while they're doing that, we see the Eye, the thing we've been told about, right? This huge celestial event, which looks absolutely stunning on screen. Fortunately, I have a big projector, and that's where I usually watch Andor and any other content. But one of the things that was just so sort of cool about this is it's like this amazing meteor shower going on with the Northern Lights at the same time. And it's a very, very just pretty, visually stunning piece. And as they're fleeing, as they're taking off, Andor has to fly through this event. So it's like all these meteors are flying and he's being chased by TIE fighters. And it's just by far the best scene, not only in this show, but one of just the coolest space, you know, TIE fighter, you know, X-Wing chase, whatever you want to call it, just, you know, squadron scenes that you'll get in all of Star Wars. It's just a very, very cool scene. So as they're sort of doing that, what ends up happening is a big pile of these credits ends up rolling and hits Nemec, and it's ultimately going to be Nemec's downfall. So as they leaving, you know, the Aldani crew's leaving on the transport ship, Skeen appears just as desperate to save Nemec, you know, as leader, as Vel, and he says, hey, we need to make a detour so we can get Nemec to a doctor. As they land on a planet to go see a doctor, this is by far the biggest sort of twist, which there's been some foreshadowing on, but the way it ultimately ends up going down, I wasn't exactly what I imagined, where Skeen tries to convince Andor to take the money with him. They'll split it 50-50, and then they will just go in their own direction. You know, he tells, you know, last week he told us this heartfelt story about his brother, but it's just a lie. He's a rebel who only serves himself, right? And then on the other side, you have Andor, who's this mercenary hired by Luthen. You know, Cassian, you could almost feel a little bit, maybe they have something in common, but Cassian snaps and shoots him with zero hesitation. I wasn't expecting it to go that way. I was expecting him to say no or do something, and then it would cause a commotion, and they would run out and see what's going on, and maybe Andor would shoot them in front of him. Didn't go that direction. So with Skeen dead, Andor walks into the tent where they're performing surgery, and Nemec has also passed away as well. So it's him and Vel, and he's sort of telling her, here's what happened, and here's what's going to go. And then that's really kind of it. He gives her the Kyber crystal that Luthen had given him, and then really that's kind of sort of what we see the end of Cassian. But then we actually flash to Luthen, who's getting a little bit of news that this thing went down. There was a rebel attack, and we see him sort of step into his back room. So now we're going to get to see this great, huge, awesome sort of cliffhanger, and we're going to see what's going to happen now, because now you have Vel, who has that Kyber crystal, Andor, who just killed Skeen, and Nemec has died as well. And are we going to go meet up with the old crew? What's going to happen? Mon Mothma is beginning to realize that everything she's fighting for is not really going in the route of the Senate. That's not going to be a way to sort of push any sort of good diplomatic solution to help people out. So this is a sort of great mid-season point. And I feel like going forward, it's going to be a little bit less of this sort of slow burn, and there's going to be a lot more action. By far the best episode of Andor this season. Absolutely 5 out of 5 stars.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.